Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Burning Hearts. I'm your host, just this week though, Elizabeth Repka, and Rachel should be back soon. If not next week, the week after. But I'm sure whoever comes in, if it's not her, you'll get to experience the joy of another voice and other members of our team. So I hope that that is a blessing to you. If you've been with us all week, we have been diving into Paul's letter to the Romans, specifically chapter 12, and I'm hoping we can finish it out today. We left off yesterday finishing up verse 16, and we just have a few verses left in this chapter. And I've also mentioned most days that I have been tag teaming between two different translations, and so I'm going to read this to you now from the Knox Bible. All right, starting with verse 17. Do not repay injury with injury. Study your behavior in the world's sight as well as in God's. Keep peace with all men where it is possible for your part. Do not avenge yourselves, beloved. Allow retribution to run its course. So we read in Scripture, "Vengeance is for me. I will repay," says the Lord. Rather, feed thy enemy if he is hungry. Give him drink if he is thirsty. By doing this, thou wilt heap coals of fire upon his head. Do not be disarmed by malice. Disarm malice with kindness. All right, I'm excited to look at this with you, brothers and sisters. I find this challenging and encouraging. And, you know, with this whole chapter, it's just kind of like a wonderful list of how to follow God faithfully. I think that's Paul's intention, right? He wants to tell us what it looks like to radically live this Christian life. And so, you know, we've barely scratched the surface. I would encourage you to just spend some more time with Romans chapter 12 after this and really allow what God's word is saying here to sink deeply into your being and do exactly what Paul said at the beginning of chapter 12, to transform your mind. Allow this word to transform your mind and help you know what is good and perfect and pleasing, and help you know what it means to be inwardly changed, to have our mind completely remade so that it resembles Christ. And we just got another look at a piece of that puzzle today. God is telling us not to repay injury with injury. To be aware of our behavior. I love this phrasing. Study your behavior in the world's sight as well as in God's. It's interesting, right? Because then it says, keep peace with all men where it is possible for your part. So there's a way that we are meant to look at how we can live peaceably with the world. There is some overlap, right? Where, you know, we think hopefully with the mind of Christ, we are hopefully being conformed more and more into his image and likeness. And that does make us look different than the world. But there are ways that we can still be in union with people of the world, even if they have not yet embraced Christ, and even if they never do, even if they're completely opposed to his will and his plan. You know, a common example you'll hear is murder. We're all opposed to murder, right? We have ways in which we can come together and live peaceably and live life in this world in common as to the best of our ability. And I like that there's even a little caveat here with Paul. For your part, where it is possible, right? He's not asking us to do the impossible, but he's like, there are going to be scenarios where it is possible to keep peace with all men. And you should strive for that. And you should study your behavior in the world's sight. And I think of that more of like, I am doing an examination of conscience. I'm doing an examination of how well I am adhering to God's plan for me, how well I'm adhering to God's commands. Am I looking like him? Do I resemble him? How does my behavior reflect in the world? Am I a credit to the body of Christ, or am I marring the body of Christ in the eyes of the world? I think that's important for us to think about. Are we representing Christ's body on earth in the sight of the world well? Are we? I know I'm not every day. I know there's moments where I think, oh my gosh, I can't believe people saw that. And that I have attached the name Christian to myself. And now they saw that behavior done by someone with the name Christian. Oh, that harms the world's perception of who God is and who his followers are. So we should examine our behavior in the sight of the world. And we should strive by God's grace, by his mercy, to live well in the world's sight as well as God's. God's first and foremost, but for the sake of the world too, because we are a visible witness of God on earth. In some cases, we might be all people ever see of who God might be or is and who he could be to them. And we want to represent him well. So we should study our behavior. And then we're told, you know, don't avenge yourselves. And I like how he says, don't avenge yourselves, beloved. So it can be so easy to do the very thing we're being asked not to do, to repay injury with injury. We want to respond in kind to hatred, to mistreatment, to being persecuted. But Paul is telling us here that to take on the mind of Christ looks very different than that. This is radical and not a common way of approaching things, right? To respond by blessing, not cursing. I'm going to go ahead here really quick and just read this in the RSV translation so we can hear that as well. I'm going to start with verse 14, though. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. No, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals upon his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I'm glad to read both of those because I think they both have beautiful phrasing, and I really appreciate both articulations in their variation, you know? But it's so tempting for us to respond to persecution with more persecution, to not bless. And it is radically countercultural to bless when someone curses you. And we live in a world that is very, very quick to speak unkind words and to lob barbs at one another, you know, especially online. If that's a place that you spend time, it's very readily available. For my part, you know, I manage all of our social media and I read all the comments that come in on our YouTube videos. And boy, oh boy, we can be very, very mean to each other in the comments on the internet. And it is distressing at times to see how much hatred and anger fills people. And a lot of the people that are talking on our channels are Christians, and they speak with hatred and anger. And I at times really want to respond with more anger. And I do, maybe not to them, but I often do in my own heart. I'm like, oh, I'm so mad at you. How could you say that? That's so unkind. And I was really challenged when I read this, brothers and sisters. So challenged, because I'm not on a regular basis necessarily responding to that with blessing. And I want to encourage all of us to look at that in our own lives, as I am mine. How can we change? How can we have that inward transformation? How can our mind be transformed so that our response, the response that wells up in us, is to bless? No matter what's being hurled at us, no matter what's coming our way, that we can respond with blessing. Bless and do not curse them. Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. And we're told not to avenge ourselves. That's God's responsibility. There will be perfect justice in the end. But it's God who is the one who enacts that justice, not us. And so we are to let him be the one to take vengeance where vengeance is due. And we are not to do that. This is very strong language from Paul. Beloved, never avenge yourselves. Whew. That is really hard for me. That's really hard for me. I don't know if it's hard for you too, but this is a very strong call to us as Christians. And this is a challenging way that we are being called to transform our minds. And one thing, I don't know if you've ever read this line of like, by doing these good things, feeding the hungry, the thirsty, etc., you'll heap burning coals on the head of your enemy. If you've ever been like, wait, what? Well, one translation I read about this said that it's like the burning, it can be understood as the burning shame of being shown how they ought to behave. That's powerful, right? Instead of responding in kind, if we respond by caring for their needs, they feel the shame, and it's like a mirror into which they are seeing their own reflection of, oh my goodness, I have been hateful and unkind. And it can lead to burning shame. So I found that helpful. I don't know if that is helpful for you, but I appreciated that. So we have just a couple minutes left here. First of all, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for letting me be with you this week. It's been a privilege, and I hope it's been a blessing to you as well. And I'm grateful for all of you, and grateful for your pursuit of the Lord and your desire to be immersed in his word, and taking the time to listen to Burning Hearts and joining us on this journey in the word of God. And it's truly a privilege to be your companions as you invest in God's word. I really just want to conclude with this final verse from St. Paul. It's a great synthesis of everything and a great word to live by. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, earlier in this week, we read a line from the Knox translation that I really, really fixated on, and that was, fix all your desire upon what is good. So if we're fixing our eyes on what is good, if we're fixing all our desire on what is good, that really goes a long way to helping us fulfill that command, that closing command of this chapter from St. Paul, to not overcome evil with evil, but overcome evil with good. So let's fix our eyes on what is good, brothers and sisters. Let's fix our eyes on the author and perfecter of our faith. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus. Let's fix our minds and our hearts upon his word in the Holy Scriptures, his teaching through our mother, the church. Let's fix our eyes on what is good, and let's follow what is good. Let's do what is good, and let's really allow the grace of God to penetrate our hearts, transform our minds, and conform us to the will and mind of Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for your holy word. We thank you for St. Paul. We thank you for these marching orders of what it is to live as a Christian and to respond to your grace and respond to your self-sacrificial love. Help this word to penetrate our hearts more deeply, Lord God. Help us follow you and be changed and transformed by you. Amen.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.